Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Boom, boom, chicka boom. Okay. This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by Bluehost Hosting. Unlimited space, unlimited hosting, unlimited bandwidth. Check it out today at nlcast.com/Bluehost.
Oh, no! I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing? This is Nobody's Listening, the show where we tell funny life stories, yours and ours. Episode 179, brought to you the week of September 13th, 2011. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. And with me, as always, is John, gave himself this nickname, Steinklobber. Welcome to the show, jerk.
I put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Thanks, man, because I couldn't think of a nickname for you. I was just actually going to leave a moment of silence there in honor
John
of you.
Steinklobber.
Yeah.
Hey, it's episode 179.
That's right, man. You know what we should start doing is next week.
180?
180. We start the countdown to 200. The count up, down.
You think?
Yeah.
This year? We got 20 weeks left of...
Do we?
I don't know.
I ain't counting all
probably
that.
Probably not.
Probably not.
There's 12. Maybe. Maybe close to 20.
I don't know. There's an average of 4 weeks every month.
Yeah.
Every year. Yeah.
We might hit episode 200.
Somebody do the math and let us know in the chat room. But
yeah,
anyway,
we're not good at that.
I want you guys to hang in there and help us be thinking now. What are you going to do? What are you going to do for that 200th episode? Because we ain't doing jack. It's going to be all y'all. Okay.
It's all y'all.
Today we got a lot of good stuff for you. We're going to be giving away a Minecraft account thanks to John Steinklobber, and we're also going to be giving away announcing the winner of our. What's it called? The Mighty Thornberries, the Wild Thornberries season one DVD, is going to one of our members. So, hang in there. We always start though with a little bit of music. And today, with nearly a million views on YouTube, Harry Potter piano theme by Harry the Piano. This guy literally plays the Harry Potter theme, every style known to man.
This
random.
Is Harry playing Harry Potter in every style known to man.
She told you.
No. That's awesome.
Dude, you ain't heard nothing yet. Fingers are just flying.
Oh, man.
That makes me want to smash a piano. Just because I can't do that.
He said do Latin.
No way.
Rock and roll.
Nice. It's like rockabilly.
Yeah.
Billy Jean. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, Billy Jean. Sugar Plum Fairies. Listen to this mess.
Is that it? Oh, that's it, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Tiny Toons. Oh.
Gosh.
Beethoven. It's worth listening to all the way through, too.
Yes, it is. It's nice.
Chopin.
Chopin. Chat room, our Gaja or Arja Jag says, I think he has 12 fingers like that dude in Gattaca.
Jag. I've still not seen that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen Gattaca?
Not yet, no.
Oh, it's so good.
Playing now?
I think it just said cartoony or something.
Like a cartoon.
Oh, here's a cartoon.
Oh, yes, of course, a cartoon. Good night. This guy was playing piano in utero, I'm sure of it.
Somebody's paying him a lot of money. to do this. Gosh.
Man. Running out.
Yeah. He's big ending.
Running out of ideas.
Yeah. It's a big ending. Absolutely. Oh, man. It just sickens me. That's why I groan when I hear stuff like it sickens me that anybody can do that. It's just Of course, we'll have you need to see the video. It'll be up at the show notes at podcast.nlcast.com, episode 179. So congratulations.
Opening song.
That's Harry the Piano. That's his channel on YouTube. Check him out. He's amazing.
Yeah. He wins my vote.
Well, it's a little bit of time for a little bit of this.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do the update.
Okay, it's time for weekly updates, if you can't tell. So, yeah. So this week, I caved into my daughter's desires for a dog. And Jennifer and I went out to PetSmart on a Saturday and then a Sunday, and we acquired and rescued, as they say, a former racing greyhound.
No way.
Yeah. So
those dogs are really nice and gentle.
They are. She's laying right here in the studio, and she's chilling like a villain. They are like the people say they're like the cats of the dog kingdom. And they are the second fastest land animal. On land, I guess that makes them, you know, that goes without saying. But do you know the fastest land animal? That's right, folks. It's the rabbit. No, it's it's a jaguar. No,
it's an electric rabbit.
Yeah,
cheetah.
There you go. One of those two. It's either that or a Jacksonville football team. I can't tell the difference. But yeah, the fastest, and these guys can get up to 45 miles an hour in excess in only 3 strides.
Whoa.
I know. Unfortunately, my dog didn't really rate because she got retired, as they say. And we saved her. So she's happy. She's adjusting. It's weird having an athlete in the family.
You know. What'd you say her name was?
Well, it used to be, oh gosh, I can't even remember, Aggie or some dumb name. What is it here? It's on something. Anyway, I didn't like the name.
Seabiscuit.
Yeah, something like that. It was some dumb. Seriously, every one of these dogs, they literally come with papers that has their racing name on it, and they've always got like 3 names. Like the one we wanted initially, but got rented out before ours. His name was Hello, Hallo, Mi, Lire, and so in Greek or something that meant hello, my money, you know. And so Allie, that was the dog. And no offense if your name is Allie, okay, out there, people, or John, if your name's Allie.
Hey.
But her name was Allie, and I have not been able to find. I mean, we haven't got her paperwork yet, but she probably has 3 names, and so I keep wondering, is it Allie Oop, or Alitosis, or you know Muhammad Ali? You know, that would be kind of cool, Allie. You know, ha. Anyway, but Allie we have since changed her name because everyone in the house starts with J. You know, all our names, James. My wife's name is. Give me a minute. Jen, and then Jenna, and then James Jr., but we call him Jay. Just J Dot is his rapper name.
J Dot.
And and so we had to have a J name for the dog. And they said, you know what? The dog was never called by its name. It was just a number to the trainers and stuff. So you can name whatever you want because she didn't know her name. And so we went with Jedi. That's her name.
Jedi.
Jedi. And nice. My daughter didn't like that at first because she's like, she's a girl. And if she was a boy, a
princess.
And I said, but Jedis can be girls or boys. And she was like,
can.
You're right. And she said it just like that in a really deep voice. And it was really cool. But here's the part that makes this weekly update amazing to any man out there that has a wife that is a little less geeky than you are and doesn't really enjoy Doctor Who as much as she should. And that is that my wife suggested and agreed to that name.
No.
Hallelujah. Even the atheists are worshiping God right now because of that amazing testimony. Dude, that's enough to turn your life around. My wife.
That's amazing.
Your wife suggested Jedi. Yes.
And agreed on.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she was just like one step ahead of you because she knew whatever name she picked out wasn't going to get picked. So she said, I'm going to pick something that's going to be a sure winner.
I don't know.
Name after Star Wars
character.
She just
liked it. I would love to think of that, but she doesn't roll that way. She, you know, she's pretty, you know, but she's a straight shooter, as they would say in the cowboy days. So I don't know why I just said it, but yeah. Anyway, not necessarily a funny one, but give me a break. I'm always funny. Okay, just give me give me one weekly update that's just literally a life-changing update. So, hey, you know what? Just a tip of the hat out there to those that rescue dogs and animals like that, especially here in Florida where there's a lot of greyhound racing and stuff. They're amazing animals. I love this dog, and I swore I'd never love again after the last, you know, after I got dumped by a dog. Yes. My records with horses and dogs are not great. And, I'm already, as it's been suggested to me so many times already by all of our fans, to go ahead and prepare a giant hole in the backyard to bury all of her poop in. Dude, I'm gonna tell you
put
what
it in the trash can first.
I'm gonna tell you this. This is the funny, this will be hopefully the funny part of the update. And it is this, that I think greyhounds were bred for speed and agility well before there was any racing. They were, you know, hunting dogs and they would pursue small creatures. But I think the guy that got the idea to race them like horses was the first guy that saw one of these creatures take a dump. Cause man, dude, you know, they have these tiny little waists. Well, I'm gonna tell you,
yeah,
their butthole is just that big because they lay down things that look like stumps. I'm just saying. And so you have to take those turkey carvers that have the two knives that slide together. You have to take one of those with you and saw it off so she could get up. That's all I'm saying. Cause it is terrible. And you want to go get one of those plastic bags, but when I pick this poop up off the ground through a plastic bag, it is the heaviest thing I've ever picked up that came out of someone else's body. It is so gross. And, and I used to mock, and this is just God. I just blame God for everything we do anyway, but this is God just getting me back. Cause I used to laugh at people that were walking down the sidewalk with their bag full of poo and their $5,000 dog, you know, and I'd be like, that'll never be me. And here I am today walking down the street with not one cord of wood, but two, loads from my thoroughbred steed. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's sad. I have a giant trash can. It's half full of dog poo already. But anyway.
You have to burn that or something.
The chat room is begging
alternate
for migraine.
Fuel source.
The chat room is begging for migraine laughter.
That Sorry. Was you with the migraine,
yeah,
not me.
Yeah, I don't have it today. So.
I don't even remember how it went. I haven't listened to
it. I think it was something like that. It was me trying not to laugh. That's good. So it sounded like somebody taking a rolling pin to a baby goat. Anyway. So, John, I'm sorry. What weekly update do you have about your son today?
Oh, no, it's not about my son. Thank you very much. This one's about me.
There's probably some great stories we're missing out on about his son because I made fun.
You know what? I don't even pay attention to him anymore.
Oh.
I'm afraid he'll do something funny and I'll have to talk about it. So
that's good. Dad, why don't you love me anymore?
Go away. I don't want you to do anything funny.
You're so cute.
No. No, actually, it would have been about him probably if this hadn't happened to me today.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you have them down in your part of the country, but you are. I'm sure you are familiar with, while traveling on the interstate, the HOV lane, high occupancy vehicle.
We don't have those here.
Okay.
In St.
Well,
Petersburg.
I'm sorry.
But in Atlanta, I know they do. I had never seen them before Atlanta. So.
Yep. They usually are signified with a little diamond in the middle of
That's
the lane.
Right.
Well, a big diamond. And only people with two or more, only cars with two or more people in them can ride in them.
Okay.
And if you, like, if you violate that, you get pulled over by the Department of Safety or something like that. And they give you a ticket straight up. Well, I was with my carpool buddy today. And we were traveling in said HOV lane, and we were commenting on how awesome our commute was. I mean, because we were like, cars were backed up all the way till, you know, forever. And we're just like flying through and like, this is awesome. Man, we're getting our money's worth today. You know, it's free, but, you know, we're just pretending that we're getting our money's worth. And then I'm driving along, and this is awesome and stuff. And then a police car pulls in behind me. I'm thinking, well, no big deal. I mean, I got two people in the car. I'm not going to get pulled over for this. And so then the lights go on.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, man, what's up with this? And
friends.
I pulled the line, started to pull out of his way, like, you know, so he could go by me. And he's like, no, you pull over and pull over. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I pull over and, you know, I'm, you know, being Mr. Cordial and nice and stuff and hoping that my kind personality will get me out of whatever infarction I have caused. And he says, sir, what's the deal with your registration ticket back there? You know, the sticker on the back of my license says January 2011, which is the expiration of my license plate. And I said, I haven't been able to pass emissions, and I haven't got it fixed.
Oh, my gosh. And,
so he said, well, let me see your license. I just want to make sure that everything's okay. So he takes my license, and he's gone forever. It was funny thing is while I'm pulling over, my –
So you're a criminal.
I am a criminal.
Okay, cool.
I have not paid my taxes to the county of Coweta. And, yeah.
It does make sense to me that your car would not be able to pass emissions.
That's what Harutaki said in the chat room.
And yet it doesn't make sense that your car would not be able to pass emissions, because you are always passing emissions, if you know what I mean.
Man, it's so true. It's funny because it's true.
So he
came back, you know, from his car and gave me my license back and asked me to sign the sheet that said, hey, you're getting a ticket.
Oh.
So I don't know how much it's going to be, but if anybody wants to donate to the John procrastinated too long and had to pay the idiot tax.
For the better part of a year tax, yeah.
That one. Yeah. Yeah, John. He said, you know, your license has been expired for almost 9 months. And I said, you know, I've tried fixing it, you know, because I had to replace a catalytic converter.
Yeah.
And I did that.
That's
and
a pain.
I replaced sensors. Well, there's two catalytic converters in my car, and neither of them are cheap, so I haven't replaced the other one yet. But I'll have you know, I did order the parts tonight, and hopefully I'll have them by the weekend so I can be legal.
John!
I know, I hate it.
Oh,
hate it.
You can tell stories about your son from now on, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
This is terrible.
Yeah, you know when you have those conversations at work that are usually related to something and you think, oh, that won't happen to me? Well, somebody at work was talking about how he keeps seeing people getting pulled over on the side of the street and you just need to be careful. And I didn't say anything about my license plate being expired. But, yeah.
See,
so
since you shared something, you know, like a secret thing, I'm going to share something secret too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm ashamed of it, but this will be good therapy.
Okay, well, mine was good therapy.
Mine was terrible.
It's not funny, but it's real.
I probably won't sleep tonight because I shared this. So here we go. I went when we were going to pick up the dog, we were really excited, and we were in the parking lot. And I you know, pull into a space and we get out of the car and somebody honks their horn, you know, like a beep, like a friendly little beep. And so I start to look up. And in the milliseconds as I'm looking up, I'm thinking, oh, it's probably somebody from the church or something that knows me or whatever. So I go to look up and this old lady is shooting me the bird.
No, she did.
She did, dude. Thick as thieves, man. She was on it. She was mad. She had the grimace. It was terrible. And for some reason, that struck me as probably the cruelest thing that anyone could ever do to me. And it just sent me into a fury instantly.
No.
I was so mad because we were in this happy, joyous moment. To my knowledge, I hadn't done anything to this lady. And she just went out of her way, apparently. I don't know. I still, to this day, don't know what I did to her. But she stops her car, honks the horn, flips the bird. Well, I immediately hurl my big giant 5-pound wad of keys at her car.
No, no,
I did. No, I was mad at her.
And you threw your keys.
I missed her car. Thank God above.
It's a good thing you're bad aim.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the soda can story. Exactly. Thank God. Oh, but you know, he has mercy on, what do they say, drunks and kids and stupid people like me. Well, the one thing about it is if you're going to flip somebody off, you better make sure you have your exit strategy plan. This lady did not. She popped a U right there around the cars that were parked next to me and then got stuck exactly across the car that was parked in front of me. So I walk over there and I knock on her window and I said, And I said, what was that about? And she looks at me and gave me the bird again. I wanted to punch through her glass window, but I saw she had a child in the back seat. And I said, oh, that's a great example. You're an old lady. What are you, in kindergarten? You're supposed to be setting an example for them. But I said, what did I do that you would flip off my entire family? And she's like, I'm calling the police. And she starts picking up her phone and fumbling with some numbers. And I says, call them and go ahead and tell them why I'm over here asking you a question. Go ahead. And she just, you could tell she, that broke her spirit. Cause she's like, yeah, I am going to have to tell them that I was a complete butt face for no reason.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't share that earlier. That was awesome.
I was ashamed.
That's better than a dog.
No. The worst thing. See, I have this pet peeve with, and it is terrible. It is terrible. Cause I had to tell my kids, you know, what daddy did was absolutely wrong. Absolutely 100% wrong. And
stop being a jerk.
Yeah, exactly. I have a problem with people being mean to me when I haven't done anything wrong or when I'm doing something like in the stop being a jerk story about the Walmart guy. I didn't know. I would gladly follow your rules, sir. You 90-pound old man. If I knew what they were. And apparently, old people don't like me. Let's take a little tally here. We got the finger lady from PetSmart, and we got the old man from Walmart, and we got the old lady from Disney World. Norwegian lady. Don't forget about her. I'm not striking well with the old people, and I'm in Florida, people. I live in Florida. I can't get away from them if I tried.
So. Oh, I know what it was.
I let her go.
I know why you got
with a warning. So
did you offer her an online coupon and she doesn't have a computer?
Something like that. You know, I think she was backing out of a parking space, and I went around her and parked in another space. So. You know, I don't know that I did anything wrong. She probably had to pat her brake up one time, you know, but I'm figuring, you know, I don't know. There must have been some pre-existing condition. Maybe she went in there looking for her horse stuff and maybe that was Kat, the old lady from a couple shows back. I don't know.
That's right. That was actually one of the nominated stories.
But I told Jen, I said, next time that some anything like that happens, don't say stop. Don't say calm down. Just say this. Say laugh at them. And I could do that. I could turn all of that into laughter. Because if I had just laughed at how ridiculous she looked, I could have totally. avoided embarrassing myself and looking like a fool. Because then I was all worried. You know, I hate getting in trouble. So I'm all like, what if she called the cops? And I mean, you're trying to get a greyhound and this greyhound's got to die because I get, you know, she's lied about me or something. So anyway.
Oh, man.
It was the worst.
That's an awesome story. And so you got a dog, I got a ticket, and then you got the bird. The great, great weekly updates.
Oh, gosh. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord.
That's a great story.
We got to mention the chat room, unfortunately. No, not unfortunately. We got 20 folks in there. Hey, it's a new world record.
Bum, 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 bum.
Agra, Jag, Dark U, Faye J, Ions of Sync, Ion Hova's Sync or something, J-Man 94, Juma Master, Marshall Man, Mark Milkshake Turtle, Mom Milkshake Turtle brings the boys to the yard, Ninja Boy, and Norwegian Girl, and Senior Doobie, Silly Moose, Psychopath Toast, and Willy Wonka, and a bunch of other people, anonymous folks. Thank you for joining us. You can join us every Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
So we'd love for you to join us. And we do have a little bit of, here we go.
News.
I got to get these things rearranged.
News.
It's time for some news. Let's give away the Wild Thornberries DVD. Whoa. Here it is right here. Season 1, 4-disc set, straight to us by Shout Entertainment. Thank you so much for helping us out, Shout Entertainment, and providing these DVDs. By the way, they've provided all the DVDs that we give away. So, you know, these are in your stores, and so check them out. Anyway, 20 season one episodes on the DVD for the first time. Wild Thornberries, this is going out specifically to one of our members. Now, you can become a member of our community by visiting nlcast.com/kids. And help us to help kids all over the world. What we do is 90% of everything you give to Nobody's Listening goes to a charity called BGMC, Boys and Girls Missionary Crusade, and helps people help children all over the world. You can join the community through a one-time gift of any amount, but what we'd like you to do is consider a $4 a month continual pledge. That's a dollar show, and 90%. Goes to missions, and the rest of it pays for the show. So that's just something we felt led to do. We're podcasting with a purpose. It's called On the Air for Kids, and you can find out more at nlcast.com/kids. So anyway, and by the way, John, over 400 people have visited that link specifically using that short code. And cool. I haven't tracked direct traffic to the page, you know, through drill down or anything, but I checked it out today and I'm like 400 of our people. And that is way more than the average of folks responding. So once again, it reinforces my theory that we're not the best podcast, but we do have the best podcast audience in the world. So let's get back to business and give away this thing. What I did is I went through all the members. And I subtracted the one that won last week, which was Elise, and because it wouldn't be fair if she won twice. And then I put that into random.org, and it chose a number, and that number landed me on the email address of Jacqueline Simon, I would say. Jacqueline
Simon.
So Jacqueline, send me your email me at your email address, and give me an address, and I'll send this right out to you. And we're so thankful for our members. We're thankful for everyone. We're not playing favorites here. Really, what we're doing is we're just saying thanks for people that have helped us help other people. So anyway, you can also help us out by checking out the NL Cast iPhone and Android app in their respective marketplaces. We'll be trying to do at least one giveaway a month. And next time, I think I'm going to give away our seasons 1 and 2 of Angry Beavers. So you can join the community. No.
Oh, that was the Captain Planet.
Yeah, Captain Planet. And thanks again to Shout Entertainment for providing these awesome DVDs. Let's get into what we're doing because it is that time.
Yeah.
Featured story.
OK, Okay, here's the deal. For the last three episodes, and this is the fourth one, we have been talking and trying to do something called NLCast Unfiltered, where we just read straight out of the emails that we get your stories directly live to hard drive from the inbox to your ears.
No filter.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason we've been doing that is we're going every week we've chosen two of our top favorites, kept them in a special undisclosed location, John's hard drive, and today we're going to read all of the as many as we can. We're going to pick two more favorites, and then we're going to choose one favorite out of those. And how many did we say there'd be? There'd be eight.
There'd be eight total.
So and then out of those eight, we're going to choose the best, or in our opinion, the favorite. And in the event that we can't choose a favorite between us, we will put it into random.org and select one. We're going to be giving away a Minecraft account this show right now.
This very show.
That's right.
And if you're listening live, you get to hear it first.
And that's thanks to John. So thanks, John. You're awesome, dude.
Hey, I just have to spread the love and addiction.
Yep. All right. And it is. It is addictive. So here we go. I'm going over to the hard drive over here. Or, I'm sorry. My NLCast unused folder means all of your unused emails. And I'm going to start with last
untouched
week's stuff since September 5th.
September 5th.
There we go. And we'll start from there. And if we have time, we'll go back into the last stuff. Here we go. Senior Doobie, Nick Dubay, as he's called. Hey, guys, this has just occurred to me today. So we have a nice, fresh story today. So what happened is my friend David is quite the gullible fella. So I recently went on a trip. I originally went to Rome, New York. But what we got him to think was I went to Penn Island in the Virgin Islands. No joke, guys. He believed it so much and was so intrigued, he Google mapped it. He couldn't find it. He called me up to tell him the zip code. I said a random number. I think it was like 89432, but he typed it in, and of course, no feedback. He finally gave up and made sure the city name was typed in right. He finally realized what the name meant. Guys, I kid you not, the story is real. He was so mad. He was stuttering and stumbling his words. I love the show, guys. And John, I will find you.
Yeah, he's my personal stalker.
Oh, okay. Senor Doobie. Thanks for reading my story, guys.
Going to Penn Island. Wow. Don't Google that, please. Yeah. Don't ever.
Actually, it's a real website, and it's not a bad website. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. Are you trying it right now?
No, I don't want to.
Do it.
I don't
want it. I'll do it. I'll do it with you. Here we go. PennIsland.com. It's funny. Yeah. And it's just a holding page. It actually used to be a real page, but... Yeah.
It's terrible.
All right. It's terrible. I told you about the time I did that to my secretary, right? When I told her I needed some pens. Yeah.
No.
I really want you to get them from this one website, Penn Island. And she started typing in. She goes, James! So,
yeah.
And she laughed for an hour. All right. Hi, James and John. Here's a story for the Minecraft contest. Last summer, I worked at a tutoring facility for elementary school children. One afternoon, I was teaching an English lesson to a six-year-old boy. The lesson plans called for me to show him different pictures and then have him identify the objects in the pictures. "What's this?" I asked him. He looked at the picture for a little while. "A cat," he replied. "Yeah," I pressured, "but what kind of cat is it?" The boy looked confused. "A baby cat," he said. "But what do we call a baby cat?" I asked, getting a little impatient. The kid stopped, thought really, really hard for a moment, and then he answered with complete seriousness, "A meal?" I had to end the lesson right there because I couldn't stop laughing. Enjoy, Melanie. So I don't know what's going on in that kid's house, but...
a meal?
Yeah, they're eating baby cats. Kitty jerky. That's what it is.
It's awesome. A happy meal.
Mm.
Thanks, Melanie.
Here's the unfiltered part. This is a long one. That's why I sighed. Sorry. Or grunted or groaned or somehow complained begrudgingly. Hey, James and John, I have to take sides and back my man, James. Sorry, John, but we all know who's really number one and who's number two here. Ooh, okay. John's number two.
Hey! Yes,
being sir. As James is a children's pastor, I'm sure you've heard these riddles by now. Goodness knows, by the time we see anything here in the Great White North, especially in Saskatchewan, it's been around for a long time. And no, it's not that cold here yet. Yesterday, it was plus 62 Celsius or 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Supposed to be that way for the next week or so, but negative 40 will come eventually. In December and or January. Gosh, I can't imagine. I cannot fathom that. But here we go anyway. Okay, so he's basically put in jokes. And we've never, after that last one, the bump bump, you know, thing, we've sworn off jokes, but this is unfiltered. So here we go. What kind of lights were on Noah's Ark, John? Floodlights.
Oh.
I got to get that sound clip ready.
Here we go. That was almost that trombone-ish, but we'll get that. We'll give that to you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
All right. What kind of man was Boaz before he married Ruth? He was ruthless. That's actually pretty good.
He was ruthless.
What do they call pastors in Germany? I have heard this one before. German shepherds. All right. And who was the greatest financier in the Bible? Noah. He was floating his stock while everyone else was in liquidation.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. Who is the greatest that's the same one. Let me read it again. You liked it the first Noah. Time.
Noah.
Hey, here's my favorite joke. Are you trying to survive a flood? Well, I might know a guy who can help. What kind of motor vehicles are in the Bible? Jehovah drove Adam and Eve out of the garden in a fury. David's David's triumph was heard throughout the land. Also, probably a Honda because the apostles were in one accord.
There's three sad trombones in a row.
I know it. Who was the greatest comedian in the Bible? Samson. He brought the house down. Hey,
try the veal.
What excuse did Adam give his children as to why he no longer lived in Eden? Your mother ate us out of house and home.
There you go.
Was that funny, Jar Jar?
No, not really, no.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, here we go. Let me finish this junk because I'm getting kind of sick. Who is the greatest babysitter mentioned in the Bible? David. He rocked Goliath into a very deep sleep. Gosh, that's bad. That's a terrible joke. It's not even a little bit funny. It's dumb. Why didn't they play cards on the ark? Because Noah was standing on the deck.
Yeah. And this is why people hate Christians.
Yeah. Well,
just kidding, man.
I don't know, man. It's because they say stuff like this.
Are you super squeaky?
Did you know it's not allowed for a woman to make coffee? Yep, it's in the Bible. It says he brews.
Wait, I thought that was a case for the other kind of brew.
I don't know. Anyway.
He brews, dude. He brews.
I don't know.
Wow.
That was.
Who's the shortest man in the Bible?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Nehemiah.
Nehemiah or somebody the shoe height?
Oh.
He was only a shoe height. You have to be like a scholar to know that the answer to that joke.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Robert. Robert has an email that will save our souls again. Hey, James and John, I really enjoyed your camp theme show recently. My son is in sixth grade this year, and his school went on a little middle school retreat. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Middle school drama versus a middle school retreat. Could you imagine? That's what you and I should go to a middle school retreat and just take a recorder and record stories. We'd have a year's worth of content in one day. Anyway,
a lot of bad jokes.
Yeah, and stories and, oh my gosh, and I fell asleep and then this guy. Yeah. I went with them to help out and chaperone, and now I have a newfound respect for people who work with middle schoolers. I'd like to share a few things I learned. Number one, it takes half an hour for roll call on a bus full of middle school boys because multiple kids respond to every name.
Yeah.
Because they're buttheads. That's why. Mm-hmm. Number two, never conclude an emotionally moving sermon with, does anyone have questions? Because those questions will involve the sign-up sheets for the activities the next day. So that's exactly how you can have a life of peace and freedom. Is any questions? Yeah. Are we swimming tomorrow? You know, that's basically it right there. Number three, the middle school brain is not yet fully formed. We know that. We've proven that here. But it,
yeah.
So if you say leave the stick outside, it gets processed as pretend you're a ninja and use the stick as a bow staff, striking several people with it on your way to the door.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, that reminds me of a guy that I was friends with in Boy Scouts when I was, you know, a sixth grader. And I swear sixth grade used to be younger than it is now, but he was an interesting dude. And I was the only one that would talk to him because I was probably an interesting dude too. And nobody told me, but he's down by his tent one time. He's got this stick and he's bending the stick over. He's like bending it over and trying to stick it in the ground. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Or actually I just came up like normal. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Hey, what are you doing? And I get down on my knees next to him and I'm like trying to, he goes, I'm making a trap. And I'm like, oh, okay. Trap. All right. And I said, what kind of trap? A trap for ninjas. It's a ninja trap.
No way.
He was so serious, dude. He wasn't joking around or nothing. And I'm like, dude, I don't even know what a ninja is because I was homeschooled, you know, for a couple of years. And that erases your brain. And so I was imagining ninjas must be very small and very easily caught. So
what are you going to do with them when you catch them?
Why did someone stick this in the ground? And they just stand there confused until some sixth grader comes up and puts a bag on her head. I don't know. But anyway, number three, the middle school brain is not. Yep. Neither is mine. Number four, middle schoolers say the most random things. Here's a few that I wrote down. Will there be enough time for bow and arrowing?
Instead of bow and arrowing?
That's awesome. Instead of archery. Yeah. You know, is a bow and arrowing available? So,
I like
here's
that.
Another statement. I'm bringing this stick home for my dad.
Oh, okay.
Dad, I brought something for you. Wouldn't it be cool if a wolf spider crawled on my face while I was sleeping? Yeah, I've heard things like that said.
Yeah, that'd be the best.
And then last. Oh, I can't say this one. I can't wait to get pubes. That was the great one right there. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't want you calling those guys.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Oh, no! Yeah.
Oh.
I don't even know what those are. That's what John does. What is that? I don't even know.
This show has matured me so much.
Anyway, he says, I learned a lot on that trip. It's going to be fun watching these kids' brains grow into something that can be understood. Robert Harrington. It's Just Us Cast. If you thought he was funny, go check out his show. It's Just Us Cast.com.
.com.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's keep it going. We've got milliseconds. Twitch. This one's called Twitch. Hey guys, this is Ashley. I almost fainted when I heard my dad's story on your podcast, so I thought I'd send one of my own in. I must add that I go to a private school, so there's not very many kids in each class. Once in my last class of the day, choir, my friend and I were sitting on the front row of the room. We were talking, and all of a sudden, Andrew, the boy in the back of the class, started yelling and screaming. And the choir director asked him what was wrong. Andrew shouted, "My butt's twitching!"
Oh, jeez.
Everyone laughed their heads off, and we spent the rest of the period laughing. So now we call him Twitch. Ashley from Texas. It happens.
Well, I guess the butt does twitch, doesn't it?
I don't know. When I was in middle school, I learned that I could make myself get hiccups anytime I wanted by inhaling air. And I better not do it. I just... I actually did it while I was sitting there. I'm like, oh, that'd be great to have hiccups the entire time. But I could I could suck air down into my stomach or whatever and give myself hiccups. And so I would do it every single day, specifically in band. And I did it because I did it once and I get hiccups and she sent me to go get water. And so that was it, man.
Yeah,
every day.
I'm out of here.
And the water fountains were outside the room in the hall and everything. So you got to go out there. And yeah, middle school brains are not completely formed. And that was the best thing ever. So, all right. So Ferris is writing. Ferris says, I apologize for my horrible grammar and punctuation, but this time I'll send in a middle school version as well. On my cousin's birthday, we played hide and seek. Even though we were 14 and 13 in South Arkansas, you get bored. Ooh. So this is what went down. I was in a tree so I could see most of it. Max comes running across the field chasing Jimmy, and then they go into the woods, and I hear Max say, I see you, and Jeremy says, no, you don't, and all of a sudden I hear a loud crash, like something running into a barbed wire fence, because that would make a crashing sound. Also, right, it was twilight, so you could barely see the fence, but there were vampires glowing nearby. Then Jeremy runs across the field at full speed yelling, you all right? And then we go into Max's house and show his mom. We asked if he needed to go to the doctor because all he did have a 4-inch scar. It immediately healed into a scar. But she says, no, if we take him to the doctor, all he'll do is put stitches in and charge us $1,000 for it. So he had to deal with it. So he still has a scar to this day.
Think he needs a tetanus shot, maybe?
I think he needs a foster parent. Middle school version. We was at my cousin Max's B-Day party, and he was turning 13, hopefully, and I was in a dead tree. This is what I heard. Ooh, ow. Then Jeremy runs across the field and says quietly, you all right, but I heard. And then he asks his mommy, and she says, he still got the scar today. Lulz, hope you liked it. Ferris. P.S. My name is not Ferris. Yes, it is. For our show. It's Ferris.
Ferris?
Yeah.
Ferris.
Ferris.
Ferris Bueller.
Bueller. All right, let's finish this up. Quinn says, hey, what up, guys? This is Quinn, also soon to be seen as Thumper McDumper in the forums.
Thumper McDumper.
That was only one of my many stories I planned to share. I almost made you faint with a pitchfork through my hand.
That was him.
Yeah, I made you laugh with Thumper McDumper, and I'm hoping to squeeze many other entertaining reactions from you guys. So here we go. As you know from my pitchfork story, I'm still miffed that you thought I was a girl, James. I grew up on a cattle ranch. Part of the annual responsibilities that come with living in this particular lifestyle is branding all of our calves every spring. This is a 2-day endeavor that requires several vaccines, the actual branding itself. And what I know you both will love the most, the castration of all the male calves.
No.
This is just nature, people.
Okay, it's a circle of life.
Yeah, it's just happens.
I mean, it's just a
circle of no life. There is nothing fancy about this process. It just takes a talented hand. It's not like a conductor with a scalpel. It can't be. That's what went through my mind. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway.
Talented hand. I need a calf rancher with the slow.
I'm shutting up. That's where it's. Okay. He says a talented hand and a sharp pocket knife. That is illegal.
Oh. A pocket knife.
That is wrong.
Shouldn't that be like, surgical equipment?
I would imagine something scalpel-y. Anyway, my father's the one who performs this particular procedure, and there's no real proper way to dispose of the nuggets of posterity.
The nuggets.
No! No! A Fear Factor guy shows up. Hey, are you going to use those? You need it? Can I have them? Anyway, normally he just tosses them over his shoulder, so our dog... Oh. I can't read the rest of this.
Are you serious?
Yes, it gets worse.
No.
Okay, I'm just gonna plow through it. Okay, I'm just gonna do it. Really, I'm just gonna just buckle down.
Really fast.
Oh, okay. He throws them over his shoulder so our dogs can enjoy their own little testa fest. Worst hyphenated word ever, by the way.
You know what was worse than that? Nothing.
Nothing. Exactly. Nothing was worse than that. I'm literally holding myself like the Nazis are about to burst in any minute and take me away. However, there were occasions when Dad would catch us not looking his way and splat.
Oh,
he would find a fresh oyster stuck to the back of our neck. And soon our soon our own little game of dodgeballs would ensue.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. After one of these short sporadic wars, we had started to run low on one of our vaccines, and my mom got in the pickup and went into town for some more. My voice is back to normal now. She had been gone about an hour. When she got back, we could see her giggling uncontrollably. After inquiring what was so funny, she told us that she had gone to town, drove around town, shopped to complete her errands, and at her last stop, she noticed she had done all of this with a big old Rocky Mountain oyster plastered to the door of the truck. Thank you. He said, I think I have a solution for the guy who had the gamma fried left, you know what, just saying, Quinn. All right.
Oh, that's awful.
That was hard work. I need a nap.
Oh,
I'm literally like reclining in my chair right now. I'm so sleepy after that email. I don't think there's any doubt which one's going to get added to the list this week. Okay, let me read one more, then we'll recap. Hello, James and John. This is my first story since before the show ended. Anyway, this Saturday, I was at a party at my friend's house. Everyone was having fun playing co-op on this PS3. And while some of us were waiting for a chance to play, we looked for something to do. First, we were throwing my knives at a target on the wall. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good party. Pin the finger on the wall. But then we found some toy lightsabers my friend's little brother left in the basement. We decided to have a battle. So I put a Guy Fawkes mask on and challenged someone to fight me until they accepted. I extended the lightsaber's blade and jumped back into a ninja pose. Unfortunately, I landed right in the spot where two sections of carpet met and fell. Not met and fell, where he tripped over the carpet. Okay. My left leg bent about 45 degrees backwards. I immediately knew something was wrong. I looked down. To my horror, my kneecap was on the right side of my leg. My kneecap was on the right side of my leg. Eventually, someone called 911 and the paramedics came. I lied to them about having a lightsaber duel and they took me to the ER about midnight. They gave me a dose of morphine and explained to my dad I'd be all right. They would knock me out and force my kneecap back in place. They put the knockout drug into an IV cable and asked me to count through my face from 1 to 100. I don't even remember falling asleep. But when I was over, I noticed my kneecap was back in place and a little smiley face was written on it. Just kidding, I made that part up. They gave me a brace to keep me from bending my leg and send me home. And now I'm there, and now it's day 3 of my recovery. And I still am barely able to walk with crutches. And every time I step, it sounds like someone stepped on a Pringles can. Oh, yes, it does. I hope you're able to laugh at this as much as I did when I was in the painkiller state. Jared Bender laid this out, but it wasn't as bad as the one previous. Oh, Lord, help me.
We can just keep rolling.
I'm going to have to. Okay. I grew up on a cattle farm, and my dad, he kept us safe from harm until it was time to do something to all the little cows. They didn't know that we had it out for them. We wanted to castrate them, yeah. And every now and then my dad would turn around and get an evil look on his face. He would throw a curveball at my face. literally a curved ball. And my mom decorated her truck with them.
Oh, a curved ball.
Yeah, yeah. Who knew that cows and nuts went together so well? Cows with nuts. Cows with nuts.
Oh, no.
Eat your beef with peanuts and remember this story, my friend. Beef and nuts, they don't go together very much. All right, what else, John?
A kitten is also known as breakfast.
Well, every now and then you've got to do the things you don't want to do, like stay late after school and teach a sixth grade fool. I'm sorry, he was actually just six. They'd put him in second grade, and he didn't know how to read. And that's so sad, so I showed him some pictures of a feline. It was pretty young and pretty cute and downright fine. The picture wasn't blurry, nothing obfuscated the obvious name. The kitten was the one that I wanted him to say. But when I pressured him, he let me know that things weren't right at home. It is time to help him know that cats are not breakfast. Yeah, yeah, cats are not breakfast or any part of the food chain.
Well, you can convince people to go a lot of places, but can you convince them to go to Penn Island?
Why are you doing this to me, John?
I gotta do it.
Well, there's a URL, a universal resource locator. It works around, and that island is located just a little south of the equator, if you know what I mean, if your belly button is the one. If you can get there, then you might have a son. Oh, don't go to Penn Island, baby. They don't sell pens there. There is no island there. There is some things there that you don't want to see. Things that remind me of that nut beef story. Yeah, just stay away from there. Yeah.
Stay away. Stay away.
Have we got any more?
I would, if you would enlighten me, I'd love to hear a song about you getting the bird.
Oh, God.
Part the butt. I'm sorry. I just want to hear what it sounds like in musical prose. And that'll be it.
Well, I just wanted to get a dog that day. I brought my family to PetSmart. And apparently, the only people there that are smart are the pets. Yeah, yeah. Because all you have to do is drive around in the parking lot. And pretty soon a 90-year-old lady smoking pot will stop and honk her horn and look your 3-year-old in the eye and put her middle finger up and not even wave goodbye. She will run, at least try to run, and you can flag her down, especially after your keys flew by and almost knocked them down. But she doesn't have a plain way to escape, so you knock on the window and you ask if she's okay since you busted her in the face. At least in your dreams you did. You set a bad example for your kids. What are they supposed to do the next time they see an old lady doing what old ladies do? Are they supposed to chase her down too? So I had to admit I was wrong and let her go and tell my kids I'll never know what it feels like to crush her wrinkled skin underneath her chin. My fist would go and she would know that that middle finger had to go. I don't even know what I did to deserve it. All I know is I wanted her to explain it. All right, that's it. Did not live up to the expectations of that one, I can tell. So anyway, it's time for us to pick the winner. And so we've got to do that right now. John, can you recap all of the titles of the stories for us?
Well, Senior Doobie told us that he got a friend to believe that he went to Penn Island
for
vacation. Melanie told us what it's like to tutor English to kids that think that, well, kittens are actually a meal.
Mm.
Somebody told us some really bad Bible jokes. I didn't get the name on that. But,
oh, yeah. That was... I think I deleted it. No, that was James Dashiell.
James. There Thanks, James. Robert gave us some lessons that he learned from some middle schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley told us a story about a boy with a twitching butt. Ferris told a story about a kid getting hurt by a... Well, he actually told us a couple stories about a kid getting hurt by a fence. And Quinn enlightened us with a calf branding castration story.
Mm.
A Rocky Mountain oyster on the side of a car.
Yes, yes, yes.
And James got a little musical with a knee injury story sent in to us by Jared.
All right, so I'm going to have to say, obviously, Ranch Antics from Quinn is my choice this week.
Ranch Antics, man, that was definitely the top of mine. My list, and I'm gonna have to go with. Oh, I don't. I the knee story was good because of the song, but I'm gonna have to go with Senior Doobie's Penn Island. That's just classic.
Okay,
that's just classic.
All right, so add that to the list and tell us what we got there, bro.
Okay. Oh, well, here is the official list.
Okay.
As you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, we started it off, and we had a story about a cat lady, a lady who thought she was a cat picking up horse supplies. That was sent in to us by Joanna. We got the story from Quinn about Thumper McDumper. What was worse than that? Absolutely nothing.
That was good.
J-Man sent us a pretty good April Fool's prank where he made his mom believe... something that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Kimball Earl sent us a 200-mile relay dentist vomit story, which was pretty gross.
Yeah.
And Micah, number 5 here, was the Walmart special coupon where the old lady gave the guy the bird and said, hey, show me how to use a computer. Dustin sent us a story about Grandma chasing his little sister with E.T.
Oh, yeah.
Senior Doobie's Penn Island story, and then Quinn with the calf branding castration. So Quinn actually got 2 picks.
Wow. Good man.
So his chances went up.
Yeah. Okay. And then lastly was your Penn Island thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know if you said that one.
You fell asleep, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. I think I was still thinking about calf branding. So. Man, this is hard. This is hard to choose.
It is. It is a tough one. I mean,
I'm going to have to do the random thing, John.
I'm with you.
There's
on that
8
one.
Stories, random.org. We're going to put in 1 to 8, and the number is 6, ladies and gentlemen. Number 6. So, John, which one is that?
Number 6 was actually Dustin's grandma chasing his little sister E.T. with E.T.
Hey!
Which is the title of last week's show.
All right. There you go. So,
Dustin
needs to email us and email me, and we will respond with a code. Or actually, John will log on to his account and send and activate it. I don't know. There's some process to
I'll
it.
I'll send it on in. Yes. Yeah. Give me the email address and I will send it to you and congratulate you. I got to say, a lot of great stories this time around. This was a lot of fun.
That was. We're going to do this again and again and again. Let me see. Who is the winner in the chat room by chance? I don't think so.
Are you in there, Dustin? Wouldn't that be cool if it was Dusty McNeedo?
That would be cool. It's the best. All right, well, this has been an interesting show, guys. Thank you so much for being here with us and putting up with us and all that good stuff. Check out the website, podcast.nlcast.com. Email us, james@nlcast.com. Call us if you want to, 2095-NLCAST. Look us up on Facebook and Twitter. Both of those are /NLCAST, and then /JSeinclobber if you want to follow that guy. Join us for a live show Tuesday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Leave us an iTunes review. If you haven't yet, check out all the podcasts at nlcast.com. And thanks to our sponsors, Rob Govers, for our theme music, Spouses for letting us record, our contributors, and everyone through listens. And remember, if you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening. Perfect. Yeah. Did you get that, man? It just right there on the right there.
Yeah.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.